Hello and welcome to Film Companion. You've tuned in to the latest film review with Anupama Chopra. To catch more of what we do, visit us on www.filmcompanion.in.
Meenakshi, one half of the couple in Meenakshi Sundareshwar, is a beguiling woman. She comes from a traditional middle-class Tamilian family in Madurai and is content to have an arranged marriage. But within that marriage, she wants companionship, sexual adventure, honesty and sparkle. It's the first time she's living in a joint family, but she's adept at fitting in. She's respectful and loving towards her in-laws, but when provoked, she firmly pushes back. In their first meeting, Meenakshi tells a fumbling Sundareshwar, "Mujhe nervous logon ko aur nervous karne mein bahut maza aata hai." But she's also wise and forgiving. And above all, she's a Rajnikanth fan. Thalaiva lights up her life. Sanya Malhotra portrays Meenakshi with a wonderful lightness of being. Like she did in Paglet, released earlier this year, Sanya propels the film without showy histrionics. This is an actor with emotional transparency who brings a character alive with small gestures and expressions. Even when she's doing a Rajnikanth impression, she stays in character. So it's Meenakshi impersonating Rajnikanth. And even in moments of grief, Sanya doesn't overplay the drama. She's both eminently relatable and watchable. So is the first hour of Meenakshi Sundareshwar. Director Vivek Soni, who's co-written the romantic comedy with Arsh Vora, sets up the relationship between Meenakshi and Sundareshwar with warmth and wit. The two meet accidentally, but the match seems celestially ordained. Meenakshi Sundareshwar, another name for Shiv Parvati, is also one of the most revered temples in Madurai. But the couple's wedding night remains unconsummated because Sundareshwar has to leave early to report to a job in Bengaluru. Even before they have a chance to be friends, Meenakshi and Sundareshwar also have to shoulder the burden of a long-distance relationship. With precise writing and deft camera work, the DOP is Debojit Ray, Vivek establishes the families of Meenakshi and Sundareshwar, the various characters and the tensions within them. Sundareshwar doesn't want to join the family's sari business. His passion is coding, which he describes as an art. His father's casual disdain, his nephew's precociousness. The warmth between the women in the family is nicely etched. At their wedding, Sundareshwar's bhabhi declares that since she is a Dhanush fan and Meenakshi is a Rajnikanth fan, they were always meant to be family. The film is peppered with these lovely asides. Vivek also does well with the growing attraction between Meenakshi and Sundareshwar. The hesitant exchanges, the sly hand-holding, their slow discovery of who the other is. The affable awkwardness of their first kiss will make you smile. Meenakshi and Sundareshwar are the exact opposite of another movie couple who also have an arranged marriage, Rishu and Rani in Haseen Dil Ruba. If those two gave us a twisted take on the aftermath of marrying a stranger, Meenakshi and Sundareshwar make a solid case for why it continues to be the preferred mode for so many young people. Abhimanyu Dasani brings a low-key charm and amiable conventionality to Sundareshwar. This is a man who wears the color blue because it's safe. Sanya's character has more verve, but Abhimanyu doesn't try to upstage his co-star. Both hit the right notes. You want Meenakshi and Sundareshwar to find happiness. The Madurai portions have specificity and detailing with solid casting by Taran Bajaj. The hapless tutor who can't get Sundareshwar's nephew to learn his math tables was my favorite. Vivek also skillfully roots the narrative in the sights and sounds of the city. The rituals of the two families, the cuisine, the Kanjivaram saris, Mangal Sutras and Gajras in the hair all add to the lived-in textures of the film. Watch how Vivek uses a long corridor with windows in Meenakshi's home, first for romance and later melancholy. Meenakshi and Sundareshwar stealing glances across the barred windows is old world in the best sense of the word. But the writing and staging becomes broader when the narrative shifts to Bengaluru. Sundareshwar's boss, who is pathologically competitive, he insists on only hiring single people because he thinks they have more focus, and Sundareshwar's colleagues aren't given enough depth. The boss feels like a poorly imagined bargain basement version of those eccentric rock star founders typified by masters like Steve Jobs. The plotting also starts to falter. Vivek and Arsh get lazy in their maneuvering. They rely on tired devices like a jealous work colleague and an overbearing relative to push Sundareshwar and Meenakshi into corners. It's just too contrived. And even though the film gives Meenakshi ambition, she speaks about preferring to work in a smaller space where she can make a big difference, the narrative doesn't do much with it. I think many of the issues the couple face could have been avoided if Meenakshi had found a job that she could put her energy into. She might have been grateful for the long-distance husband then. What doesn't stumble is the terrific soundtrack by Justin Prabhakaran, especially the gorgeous Man Kesar Kesar and Vada Machane, which deserves to become a party anthem. The music infuses vitality into the film. Meenakshi Sundareshwar doesn't realize its full potential, but the film is sweet and undemanding enough. You could see it on Netflix India.
If you liked what you just tuned into, then subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, Stitcher and Radio Public. You can now also follow Film Companion on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook and YouTube.